Absolutely. So important for him that he's in the final, and that, you know, nobody knows where how the race would have developed. But I mean, eventually it had to be a clear run, but it wasn't a clear run, and everybody saw it on television. And yes, it was a bit of drama. There was a lot of drama here, and a lot of debate, and anxious moments for his family, and as well, Bridget and Joe and Michelle and all are here. So, so it was as dramatic, and it would have been a big blow for Ireland, because the Irish team up to this point, on to this day, hasn't been doing particularly good. So, you know, it would be positive for the Irish squad if they were to take a medal at Rahim or McGinn. So we'll have to just keep our fingers crossed now. He's in the final, he's relieved, and he was taken away for anti-doping immediately after that, as if he didn't have enough trouble. So basically, go back to the hotel then. So look, we're all set now. We're all set.
All positive, Patsy. And look, we've been really looking forward to this. I knew he could make it, but from speaking to you previously, the last number of weeks, you've really indicated that Mark is probably in the best shape of his life.
There's no doubt about the good shape that he's in. And let's put it all in perspective right now. Look, he's fourth ranking into this final. And, you know, there's very, very, very little between the four, well, very little between any of them. But if you want to go on season's best, there's four guys who stand out, you know. Now, let's look at a couple of things in this race tonight, and people should be looking out for it. He shares a lane because of the situation and because of he got in late. Normally, there would be six in the final. Tonight, there are seven in the final in a confined space again, indoors. Indoor running is a tough, tight battle at the best of times. So there are seven in this final. That will, to a point, complicate it, but it will further complicate it for Mark, possibly, because he starts in a lane with another guy. So in lane three, there are two out of lane three. And you know, basically, Mark's attitude to this race will determine how this race goes for him. I would suggest, at this point in time, he didn't run that race all that smart last night up to the point where he did take the tumble. I thought out of lane six, he should have been in a better position. Simply on a number of counts, one being, you know, if you're really at the back of a situation, if there's trouble up ahead, you're going to be affected by the trouble up ahead, and that's exactly what happened. And coming out of lane six, he didn't show the aggression that he might have done, and sure, he was ready to change gears and head for home. That might have done the job for him, but look, he'll have learned from last night, hopefully. And tonight, I suggest tonight, he's got two choices. You know, he's got to really very aggressively come out of that lane three, because he can't share the lane forever with that guy. So he's got to try and dominate that lane to the break off at the end, and then, you know, the race will really kick off then. And simple stuff like an indoor athletics, you do not try to pass on then. That's rule. You know, that's a serious rule of indoor, particularly of indoor athletics. You use the straight. You don't try to kick off in the bin, and then you really kick off in the straight. So, I mean, these are things that you try to remember. So, look, a lot of tactics tonight, getting into a good position so that he can strike when he needs to strike for home, and he has a possibility for a medal. You know, whatever colour. But as I said yesterday, if you're in the final, you have that opportunity. And secondly. Mark English is, in my opinion, always has been a major games possible finalist, and he hasn't been in enough major games finals. He is in a major games final tonight, and he needs to make the best of it.
Just before I let you go, Patsy, Ciara McGeehan will be looking to continue her good form. She is in the 1500 metre final round about 8:15, I think it is.
Aye, and the place is going to go stone mad, because Laura Muir, Scotland, the hero here, she's going to take some serious beating. She's in great shape, great form, great aggressive athlete, a lovely athlete. And she won the 3,000 metres, of course, and one of the fastest times in the world ever. So, look, she's going to have some serious, massive support. That support to draw a fellow called Chris O'Hare to beat one of the Brixons last night, you know, which we didn't think could happen. Just the power of the crowd. You could see the Scottish fellow coming off the bend, and you know, you knew the crowd was going to lift him. And then tonight, Lauren Muir will drive that race hard. So Ciara McGeehan needs to be ready for you know, serious couple of real hard laps. And, you know, not unlike Mark's position, you know, she's there or thereabouts with a possibility for a medal. But I did make the point on the show yesterday when I was chatting to Kenny. I didn't like the way she finished in her heat over the last 50, 60 metres, and I rerun it and rerun it and rerun it and studied her. I felt she was a wee bit weak over that last 50 and 60. I hope that doesn't indicate to me that she just isn't. She isn't just the real deal that she needs to be tonight, but she is in great form. She has been running very fast. She is a great prospect for Ireland, and she has medalled at European Outdoor Championships before. So listen, we'll keep our fingers crossed. We have two good candidates in action tonight, and we're excited about that. And it's great as a Donegal person here to be with the Donegal athlete and in the European final. I'm very, very excited. It's a great sports story for Donegal. It's the biggest sports story in Donegal this weekend. So, you know, this is a European Championship final. We have a Donegal athlete in that final. And regardless of anything else, this is the focus. This is the focus. 6:03 to 7 tonight, and Donegal athlete in a European final.